Hippity hoppity.
Hippity hop. The hip hip hop and you don't stop the rockin' to the bang bang boogie.
That's what I'm up talking jump about, boogie, Chief.
To the rhythm of the boogity beat.
Can I hear myself? I can.
Now what you hear is not a test. I'm a rapping to the beat. Me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet.
Wow, Brandon.
See, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the...
Wow, and you look so white.
I know.
It's crazy. I would have had no idea. Holy shit.
Is that song enough? You'll know the first few verses.
I thought I had, but I don't think I could just bust it out on air. That was impressive.
Thank you.
Props to you.
I hope we don't get a copyright strike.
I don't think you can if you're singing it.
I don't think so either.
Right? Because I'm performing a copy of something.
It's like a parody, right? Or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Plus, we're parodizing.
Parroting.
Parody.
Man.
Yeah, I'm just...
Because
we're fucking with it a little bit. So.
Okay. I mean, I'm coming through pretty clearly.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not, or am I wrong there?
I think you're not that loud, but as we always say, you do get loud.
I do get loud. Where is your... Okay, yeah, you're way higher than I am, so that makes sense. Because of the loud, I do do that.
Hey, ho. Hey, ho.
Hey, ho.
Hey, ho. Hey.
Better?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay.
So yeah, what's up, dog?
Not much, man. What's up with you?
Feeling great.
Yeah.
It's a great day. You ever just wake up and it's just a great day to be alive?
Yeah.
You're feeling good. You're rocking and rolling. I knew we had two podcasts to do today. I was like, fucking, I just had a long day of work, had just a long week of work, just coming off vacation that first week back can be rough.
Then you got a good night's sleep. And
Right? I had some fucking dental problems I'm not sure if I talked about on a previous podcast that had to be resolved over the Christmas holiday. And so that went awry, and now that's kind of taken care of. And so I woke up and was like, feeling good. Good in the neighborhood. Let's do this thing.
Everything coming up roses.
And I watched...
The Daisy.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah,
I just watched a series of good movies. I was coming off some good movies.
Yeah, I was coming off some decent ones.
And I don't know about you, but Black Mirror, have you checked it out?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Our buddy texted us the other day about it.
As if we've never heard of it before.
Well, no, I'm. Did you watch it? Is really what I'm.
No, I didn't get a chance to.
Oh, okay. And so, I mean, I know we literally heard the term Black Mirror, but did you watch the trailer?
He's like, have you guys heard of this? I'm like, it's on its fourth season, man.
I didn't know that. I didn't know. How the fuck am I supposed to know? I don't watch this shit.
I know you don't check anything but pop culture.
Was it a Netflix original? Did they throw it in my face? I don't think it was.
I think it was.
I thought it was.
It just wasn't
BBC
like the first season
thing.
No, the first maybe originally. But the first one wasn't marketed too heavily, but it was a Netflix. Like, that was the only way we could see it. Yeah.
That's what our buddy had said it was. It was a BBC thing.
I think it may have started as that, but...
But now it's just a Netflix
thing.
We
got it in America in Netflix.
Okay. All right. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Netflix. But it's good.
Yeah?
Yeah. You didn't watch anything?
No, I've never checked
the trailer.
I've seen the trailers for different seasons, yeah.
Well, that confused the fuck out of me.
Yeah, because it was like... I saw that museum trailer thing, yeah.
I'm not sure if I know which one that was. I saw whatever trailer was on Netflix when I came up to it, and it was just like, hey, Black Mirror. And I was like, what the fuck? Because the purpose of a trailer is to make me go, huh, that looks interesting. And when I got done with that trailer, I was like, I have no idea what I just watched. Because they jammed together a bunch of episodes, and then our friend, mutual buddy, we were calling him Eric?
Yeah, it's fine.
Eric. A friend of ours... Not listener, but a contributor.
Yes, not listener, but contributor.
Helped us with the studio.
Yeah,
he's helping us with some other stuff. He was telling us, or at least he had texted us saying, "Hey, it's like a
anthology show."
Yeah, but what's the analogy?
Twilight Zone.
It's like the Twilight Zone. And I was like, oh, okay, that explains why they just jammed a bunch of episodes together in the trailer. I was like, what the fuck is this? But I watched a couple. It's good. I recommend it.
All right.
I mean, so far, I don't know. But I mean, we're not really here to talk about
I mean, I've been meaning to give it a shot, certainly. But yeah, Now that it comes to Forney's recommendation.
Well, yeah, you got to get a personal recommendation.
Of course.
There's so much content out there right now that a lot of times I go with people who are like, oh, this is good. You should check this.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I check the ratings first, but come on, I'm not an idiot.
Just be like, oh, you're not a complete asshole.
Maybe you have bad taste.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying. You know, it happens. But, yeah, I watched some good movies lately. How about you?
I watched some movies lately.
Oh, wow, really? Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Well, interesting. We'll get into it.
We will. What else you got going on?
Not too much. Just chilling. Braving the cold. Mm-hmm. It's so cold out here. We're in the single digits pretty much every day.
Yep.
Yeah.
That Chicago chill.
Yeah, that
you get.
That lake effect.
In the air. Crisp. Crisp.
That lake effect.
That's what you get for living out here.
Oh, yeah. Out in Chicago.
Wow, you got an accent all of a sudden.
I'm from Chicago.
Well, so. I moved here.
Only when I say Chicago.
That's when you can really tell.
Yeah, of course. I sound totally normal until I say Chicago.
I'm British until then.
Oh, man.
Originally. Well, yeah, I came to New England from England.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
So, have I not said that before?
No.
It's important to know about my backstory.
Never gathered that.
Yeah, I was young. I was very young.
So you have dual citizenship,
but
huh?
Sometimes you can still. Yeah, you know what? I renounced.
Are you loyal
the
to
English
the crown?
One. I just said fuck that. I was like, I'm not even down with that shit. I'm all American. All
right. You're allowed to stay.
Yep. I'm on this side of the wall, bitches.
Oh my god.
Better learn something. Get on over here before we close it up.
That's a whole other one.
What's that?
The whole Trump nonsense this week.
Oh, I don't know. What happened?
There's a book coming out that's like a big expose.
Oh.
And he...
Written by who?
Written by former member of his cabinet, I think.
Scaramucci?
No. No, not him. Oh my god.
Can you imagine? I'd read that.
I know.
I'd read that hard.
But he created a Streisand effect where he tried to like... stop it from being published. Which, have you ever heard of the Streisand effect? If you like sue somebody who's going to say something bad about you before they say something bad about you, it makes it more like, oh, what are they gonna say? And there's more.
They're scared of it, so it's like, oh, was there something good
exactly.
in here?
Exactly. So okay. He fucking shot himself in the foot.
Damn. No, I didn't hear anything about mm-hmm. it. I've been staying away from the Trump side of things.
Yeah.
I just.
It bothers me.
Yeah, no, me too. It's just I can't spend all my time. You could spend all your time
you could.
Reading about what this man is doing.
And that's
and maybe we should, but that just gets dark for me.
Yeah, you then want to like end your life after a few articles.
On that note, cheers.
Yeah. God.
I mean, I've said before, I think it's interesting the way everyone is so focused on this right now. And it may be the best thing that's ever happened to America is to have a president that really made you pay attention.
I can't fault you for saying that. Like it's, yeah, you gotta.
As an American, sometimes you're caught with your pants down, not paying attention. Wasn't paying. What did they do? They did what? Oh, now like national parks are being like cut in half and,
and
rights are
being
sold off
of
to fucking oil companies and shit. Okay, wow. All right. Or coal companies, whatever the fuck they're doing.
Fracking.
That's one of the things that I know he's doing a lot of. Uh-huh. Is just, I guess the national parks are just kind of being slowly whittled down now. And
they've always been
off
on the
land.
Precipice, sadly.
But yeah. That's just crazy.
Isn't
it's
it
just
sad?
This nutty system that belongs to like us. But mm-hmm. then like, you know, Texas is like, oh no, you can buy this part, Exxon or whoever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just drill a lot
That's
holes.
My land. What did I get for that? But that money better be going to something fucking good or something. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I mean...
That's the thing that one of the things that gets me. But again, that's why I had to turn it off a lot.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
But to have that president who's like, what's going on? What am I going to do next? You guys better be paying attention.
Yeah.
You're going to have to call me on this shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's real bad.
It's crazy. But, happier note.
Yeah.
I was talking to you about that crypto shit before.
Yeah, that crypto shit.
Me and a buddy of ours, a friend of the show, just found us on Stitcher. He was like, you're on Stitcher now. I was like, yeah, dude. Fucking Stitching.
Gotta be on all the platforms.
You can take the pieces of the podcast and stitch them together into a complete podcast.
Is that how it works?
As I understand the app, yes.
Oh, okay.
I read a thing.
Now I know why I never downloaded it. That sounds like a lot of work.
You do it manually.
Yeah. Wow.
You gotta do the. They send you the podcast, and you with needle and thread, you gotta stitch that.
Sounds like a lot of work.
And then you pop it in a cassette player.
Wow.
And yeah, it's an interesting service.
I guess Stitcher Premium, like, it's automatic then.
It's kind of a hipster thing. It's like a retro. Vibe they're trying to do.
It's like getting podcasts on vinyl. Like.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So once you're done, you know, it's you can listen to the podcast. It's wow. kind of like a hobby, you know, like
build your own podcast.
Build your own exactly.
Build a podcast.
It's like getting a model, like a model airplane. And when you're done, you get to enjoy the airplane or the podcast.
Yes.
Are you unfamiliar with this? Have you not heard of Stitcher?
No. Check I mean, I've heard of it.
Stitcher,
just...
call me if you want to straighten this out and maybe, you know, sponsor the podcast.
Using code, nobody asked for this promo code.
Well, yeah, the code would have to be NAFT.
Of NAFT course.
Code. You want to use the shortest, easiest to remember code possible. I mean,
if only we had that power yet.
All right, people, NAFTcast is self-explanatory. You Google NAFTcast, you get us.
You do. NAFT cast.
Out of all of them that are out there.
Out of all the none that are out there except
top,
us.
Top search.
We
top,
are number one on Google.
By Google.
Good work. It feels good.
Good work
feels
on
good.
That, Brandon. That's Brandon deserves credit for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
he called Google.
I was like, yo, Mr. Google.
Is this John Google?
Are there any other NAFTcasts? And he's like, no. And I was like, okay, good. But is it number one?
My dad spoke to Rich Mavis from Mavis Tire the other day, and I was like, that sounds impressive. I don't even know. He could be like the third nephew and just work down there in the whatever department.
Is Mr. Mavis?
Wow, Mr. Mavis. Thank you for calling.
I got right to the head. Wow.
He may not even be related.
Just a coincidence.
But that does have a certain like, ooh, wow.
Whoa.
Like there's a Ted Google.
Ted Google.
But there's like a Jeremy Google who's just like a cousin, Black like a sheep. Nephew. He just works down in fucking processing.
In the mailroom.
Like, yeah. You gotta start somewhere, Jer.
Oh man.
It shouldn't necessarily feel good, but it does when you get one of those on the phone. I guess. I mean, it depends which Trump you're talking to, right?
Aw. Bringing it back. It's a good point.
Some of them are more important than others.
It's
crazy. That's
we get to the real hot button issues here on NAFTcast.
It just blows your mind. Sometimes I've got to just reflect on it.
Yeah.
And you just think about like, wow, he's in there just doing stuff.
He's
making decisions.
Certainly is in there.
Calling in, you know, Eric or a fucking Kushner and just being like, hey, listen, I want you to go down there and do some crazy shit.
And then pretend it never happened.
Arguably a weak understanding of. Because he's good at a lot of things. Don't get me wrong. He's good at a lot. He's a good marketer. He really knows how to stir up a crowd.
That's for sure.
He's lively and to some people, likable, charismatic.
Which is
some would say.
Unbelievable, but yeah.
But yeah, I know. But he is. I mean, arguably. But
no, he is. You're not wrong.
But it's just
he did get elected.
There's just a lot he doesn't know about. I mean, maybe he's a savvy businessman. That's debatable. But he certainly.
I think he does have dementia too.
Yeah.
There's
a
lot
of
talk about
he's
that. He's a little befuddled.
The tweeting bothers me.
The tweeting really bothers me too.
It's like a fireside.
No, it's not. It's like him taking a giant dump on the respectability of the office is what it is to me.
That's what it feels like. It feels like he uses it meanly, too.
Yeah,
he
does.
He just speaks very negatively about people.
Sad. Sad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Man, it's weird.
It's so awful, dude.
It's an attack.
That's what makes me super depressed. Like,
yeah. But hey, listen.
We have wonderful movies to escape with.
I felt good when I got up today. I felt good starting this podcast.
Sorry,
and now standing here talking about Trump. Just.
But we have these movies we escape with.
We do. I mean, we could get to crypto another time. I did want to talk.
Oh,
to you
I'm
about
sorry. I'm sorry.
No, I sidetracked myself.
Okay.
It's going to start happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
As the beers keep
flowing. The longer we go,
yes.
We get a long day.
We do.
I'm stoked. But yeah, our friend Ben and I were discussing it, and we're kind of looking at it differently. It's interesting because I come from, you know, 5 years of like a trading background before I got into what I do now. And that forces you to look at a lot of things from a market perspective. So when I first started checking this shit out, like you go to the exchanges and it's very much, you know, like a trimmed down, not as refined version of what I was used to looking at, you know, 6-8 years ago. I don't remember exactly how long it was. But so
that
immediately
was,
I started.
That was kind of easy for you to Take Two, right?
Yeah, I kind of slipped into it and started looking at it from a very technical standpoint of, you know, what the market is doing. I realized these are like, it's like a currency exchange, because that's essentially what it is.
Yeah.
A lot of people are looking at it like stocks, because a lot of these currencies, quote-unquote, are tied to companies, not countries.
Okay.
But, which is like, there's a weird differentiation between like a coin and like a token. Because like there's like all these companies putting out tokens that are based on the technology of these coins, the other platforms like Ethereum.
Interesting.
But it's interesting because our buddy Ben is kind of looking at it from more of the fundamental standpoint of what the company does and where they come from and how many people are involved and who's running it and when they're, you know, releasing news and all this shit. And so we haven't really connected in person. I want to get him on a phone call so we can just kind of discuss this. It's just...
Shoot the shit.
I'm just having fun with something that was kind of a loose hobby of mine for the past, you know, like 6 months. And, you know, now I've just found a buddy who is just kind of getting into it too and really taking to it and just having a really good time.
It's really interesting.
You're making a little bit of money. You know,
yeah, you said you made a chunk of change.
I made a couple $1,000s, and I invested. It's mostly been fun money up until this point. But it's it's just something I kind of enjoyed, and you know,
it's not fake. You made money.
I'm thinking about taking out the money that I have. I keep a little bit of money just in like a Scottrade account. It's like play with in the stock market. Nothing I'm afraid to lose.
Yeah,
you know, but just again, fun money. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of taking that out and putting it into crypto, just being like, fuck the stock market.
Yeah, screw that.
That thing's killer. I mean, warning to anyone out there, it is very volatile still, and the market is on an upswing, and there's a lot of good news coming out about it, which is great because it could be, you know, the next big thing. Don't get me wrong, a lot of this value that you find in the stock, or not, I mean, not the stock, the coins, is because of the market and the hype and the fact that people want it. And that's part of the reason stocks are valuable and part of the reason, you know, money is valuable. But there's arguably more things tied to money and stock that,
of course,
it's intertwined in our economic system. But a lot of what is going on with Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is just, it's not tied to anything. So it's going up on the sheer basis of faith, and if the faith in that staggers, it could easily come way down just quickly as it went up.
Yeah.
So you really got to be careful if you're doing this. Don't
you got to keep on top
bet
of it,
anything you
like
don't want to.
Yeah.
You can't afford to lose. And I say bet because it is
betting.
It's gambling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the stock market is educated gambling within a certain system.
Mm-hmm.
But this is even more so gambling because it's even riskier.
Interesting.
So I would just say, you know, you got to kind of be careful with it, as a disclaimer.
Definitely.
That being said, there's people who are going to make a lot of money. The exchanges are going to make a lot of money. There's fees you're paying to these people in Bitcoin and Ethereum and whatnot. And it's interesting because everything's priced in Bitcoin. So you've kind of have to. It's like how oil is in dollars.
Yeah.
There's like
that's the baseline.
It creates more value for that currency. The fact that there's something tied to it.
Gotcha.
So the fact that these tokens are relying on like Bitcoin, you have to buy them through Bitcoin, is increasing Bitcoin's value. Because if you want to invest in this stuff, you have to buy Bitcoin, which
it's becoming a more solid
for Bitcoin.
Huh.
Which again brings up the price. So it's a brilliant idea to kind of buy these exchanges to increase the legitimacy of Bitcoin by saying, hey, listen, we're only into this in Bitcoin.
That's pretty cool.
But I heard Australia is maybe putting out some laws that where they're not going to be such a huge fan of this shit. And in the US, they're already, you know, like you're not supposed to participate in certain kinds of offerings because you're not necessarily an accredited financial, you know, person.
Interesting.
But it's really weird because it's just, it's not the same as an IPO. It's not designed to be that. It's not. The whole point of it is that it's open for everybody to participate.
Exactly.
So it is a little weird that our government is coming out against that. But, I mean, not strongly, but you know, a little bit.
They don't know what's going on with it completely.
A lot of them don't. Yeah. I think the big dogs, like, I doubt Trump has any idea what's going on.
No.
There's people who do.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I guarantee we have experts working on this.
Definitely.
The biggest risk to the whole cryptocurrency market is there's names for all this. I learned them back in college and I don't remember half of them. But there's like different kinds of risk, and there's like 8 or 10 like main ones. And it's, you know, like currency risk, like exchange risk, where it's like, it's if the value of the Deutschmark goes down, like stuff I have that's invested in Germany loses value.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and there's a thing called like regulatory risk. I might be getting that name wrong, but it's basically, what's the risk that the government is going to decide to fucking... Like, marijuana has that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the risk that the federal government is going to do a 180 and say, hey, listen, we're not cool with this anymore.
Which, Just happened this week.
Did it? Wait, what? For real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't hear. What happened?
I forget. I actually haven't read the specifics, but basically they're trying to... There's some legislation on the board that allows the states to, you know, kind of do their own thing, like California and Washington and things like that.
I thought it was more, wasn't it a presidential policy where it was going to be, like, they were just like, we're not going to come after you. And that was an Obama thing. And I don't think Trump changed it yet.
Jeff Sessions came out and said, it's a little bit less dangerous than heroin, and we're coming after it.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Sessions?
Mm-hmm.
What a guy.
Mm-hmm.
What a guy, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So I wish I want to, I got to see this. I had no idea.
I didn't read enough to carry this conversation. Wow. Further.
Thanks, Brandon.
I thought you had.
No, I heard nothing about it. I've been busy. I've been other shit kind of going on. So, crazy.
We'll read up on it and follow up on the next episode.
I thought we were pro business. This fucking administration.
Apparently not.
All the tax revenue, all the small businesses. I thought we were all about, see, this is the kind of thing that pisses me off.
I know.
And this is why I can't even remotely get behind the man, because mm-hmm. he says he's going to
He says one thing and does another. Yep.
That's just crazy. Oh, my God.
Oh, breaking the studio.
And we're going to move that, right? That's going to get moved. Solid. Yep. Appreciate
it.
You knocked out my headphone. Thanks,
really?
Pete. Appreciate it.
I've been coming in fine.
You douche.
Oh, man. I just ruined everything.
I mean, there's a list of things.
How about now?
I think
you're good.
I think we're back. I think I'm back. It's hard. Say something.
Something.
Yeah. Okay.
All
it's
right.
Hard to do when it's your own voice because you hear it in your head also and in the head. Yeah. It's audio technology.
We're still learning.
Yeah, well, our buddy, our same buddy who helped us set up the studio, Eric, came over and was teaching me more about the mixer and mm-hmm. everything and how it worked. And basically, he was like, oh, yeah, you could pump sound in here. You get a sound effects board. And I thought that was just so cool. It just blew my mind. He's like, yeah, you just plug it in here. We plug it into your phone. You get a thing. I was like, that's like an out hole. He's like, it's an in hole, too. Like,
these technical terms.
Just blew my mind that sound really can move both ways through a pipe. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, oh, I guess phones do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I never had delved into this world. It's just so cool that the more I learned that I'm just like, oh, neat.
It's pretty cool, man.
I just have a lot of fun with it.
Our little rock steady mixer.
Just, I don't know, doing other hobbies as you get older. I just feel like there's like every now and then I run into something that I'm like, I never tried that before.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. You know, you don't have time for a lot of stuff like when you're, you know, a little older, but it's, man.
Try to make time.
When you find something you can fit in.
Yeah.
To like,
you learn it, you're like, guys, look at all this stuff that I never knew existed.
It's just such a wide world out there, man. So many things to explore. Baby, it's a wild world.
We're going to get a copyright strike for that one, too.
Yeah. So we're 23 minutes in. Do you want to talk about the mummy?
Yes.
I mean, let's get into it. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, and retcons of my favorite movies and TV shows.
This week we watched The Mummy. And
The Mummies.
The Mummy.
Well, we watched two.
What years are we looking at?
1999.
The Mummy, 1999.
And 2017.
And 2017. Wow, just last year.
Yes.
Last year, guys. 2018 now. If you haven't updated your calendar, get on that. yeah, dude, I gotta tell you, Brandon Fraser looking good.
Kind of forgot about how awesome he was.
He holds up.
He still does. Movie, absolutely.
It's what was your overall take?
Okay, the 1999 one, still love it. It's like I saw it in theaters when I was that age. I loved it. And it's an adventure movie that never tries to be anything more. Doesn't take itself too seriously. Kind of over the top, a lot of fun, good locations.
Mm-hmm.
And then the new one mm-hmm. was a horror movie that couldn't be a horror movie.
Yeah.
An action movie that couldn't be an action movie. And it's basically a Tom Cruise vehicle that just failed.
Beyond that, and we kind of talked about this a little bit with our buddy Ian, who was a guest the other night. I'm not sure when that podcast is going to air. We'll get it out to you. But kind of a recurring friend of ours. We may do a different format, but we'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of talked about The Mummy. But
yeah, he was like, give it a shot.
Where we were discussing this exact same thing,
yes.
which was my overall take from the new Mummy, the 2017 Mummy, was this is a horror action superhero League of Extraordinary Gentlemen type of movie. Mm-hmm. It just went, I was like, are we, you put words to it where you said it was kind of like an Avengers thing.
And that's exactly what they were trying to do.
Once you said that, I was like, oh, shit, yeah.
Yep, with that prodigium or whatever, like the evil society that contains
is that what they were
evil.
Called?
Yeah.
No, I didn't remember what
the Russell Crowe led.
Yeah, the Russell, the Jekyll and Hyde people.
Yeah, which again, I thought that was an interesting take on Jekyll and Hyde. I thought that was kind of cool.
I did too. It was neat, and Russell Crowe is always welcome.
He did
welcome.
A decent job. Like,
yeah. I like Russ. Mm-hmm. He does good work, and he hasn't molested any children that we know of.
Oh God.
So.
Right?
You got to clarify these days.
Yeah, these days.
There's a lot of shit going on out there. You never
so
know.
Awkward.
You get points for that, right?
What?
Not sexually harassing anyone.
Apparently. These days.
I mean, I give.
I mean, points? I don't know about points, but like you'll still have a job in Hollywood? Yeah.
You don't lose points.
Yeah, you don't lose points.
But there's
sure.
enough of them that I feel like you can separate them into two categories at this point. We've got half of Hollywood that like molests kids and abuses women sexually, and we've got the other half who are just liberals.
That's a good one.
But yeah, he was good. He did a good job.
That was one of the few things I was like, okay, that was good about it.
You had to get some Hyde in there because that's why you had Dr. Jekyll.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I was like, this is dumb. This is a poor way to control this. You wait until the last minute.
Yeah, right? And you have this really awkward delivery system of the antidote.
And like, you're not prepared for someone to just take that?
Yeah.
Don't you have a spare?
Get a patch, man. Get a patch.
This is a pretty serious thing to just leave to like this one
giant
complicated...
four syringe thing that he has to load up every time and put into his hand, and it's like, whoa, dude.
Dumb.
Ever heard of pills? Like,
by the way, Tom, this is the main thing that you could probably get me on if I just leave it here on the table. Don't steal this.
Don't knock this out of my hands.
Why are you doing this in meetings and shit?
Right? And he's always on the precipice of like falling into Dr. or
it
Mr.
Hyde. It
seemed
like it wasn't like a ton. It happened like...
Twice.
How long were they there?
Twice. I don't know.
A day, maybe? Maybe he has to do it once every 8 hours, something like that.
Again, you patch. Think?
Yeah, yeah.
Develop a patch system.
But you still have to... Yeah, yeah. I get it. You're a super doctor. When was Dr. Jekyll supposed to be alive? He seemed...
Yeah, I think that was also implied that he was like...
Immortal or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which now we have, of course, Tom Cruise as
who's like the god of death slash wolf man.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
We're not
was
really
that
sure,
all about?
But when they come out with
the
sequel.
What the fuck was that all about?
Well, no.
That was so dumb.
Tom Cruise, by the way, holding up nicely. How old is he?
I mean, he looks fine. Sure.
Yeah. How old is he?
50s, 60s.
Gotta be
he's
late
50s. 50s. It's gotta be 50s, yeah.
Right? At this mm-hmm. point?
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe older.
He might be. He might be 60s. Like,
yeah.
Like.
Yeah, it looks great.
He's probably 59 years old then.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm gonna go 59.
Ballpark. Sure.
But
he looks great.
He's been around for a while and he looks good.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
I just wish he wasn't in this movie.
Still.
I like him as an actor. I like his movies, but like he kind of took this movie down a few notches for me.
Yeah. Well,
could,
now it's a
again,
Tom Cruise movie.
You could tell, and I mentioned this last time that it wasn't supposed to be a Tom Cruise movie. He wasn't in this. And then they thought it wasn't going to sell, so they cast Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise came in and was like, okay, we're going to reshoot a lot of this, and we're going to redo a lot of this. And you can tell it was like monkey wrenched into being a Tom Cruise movie, and it wasn't that good. Mm-hmm. It was really bad.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
I liked the fact that it was a totally different story, which is, like, they didn't try and remake The Mummy.
No.
They did a whole new Mummy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where they were like, I mean, there was still a curse on somebody, but...
And also, don't know if you noticed this,
uh-huh.
In the evil place, the British chick, remember, they're like, no, don't go in there. And she hits the guy with a book. It's the Book of the Dead from the 1999 movie.
It is. I did notice that.
Yeah. It's the Book of the Dead with the lock on it and everything.
It's not the Book of the Dead. It's the Book of the Sun. Or
the
Book of
Ra, the gold
whatever,
one. Yeah, yeah,
one's
yeah.
gold and one's made of blackness. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's the gold one.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Even the detail I didn't even notice. Nice.
Yeah. I just immediately, Christine pointed out, and I was like, yep, it's a book right there.
Yep.
So we are kind of saying we're in the same universe,
sorta.
Maybe.
It doesn't even, that doesn't hold water at all,
I
by the
thought
way.
About it, and I was like, I guess it is a lot later.
I mean, sure,
later.
You could, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot later.
Yeah.
So,
because the first movie took place in what, 20s?
I'm not good with Egyptian names. Was this Anaxa Namun and whatever? Did they mention?
No, she's Amunet in the new one. Her name is Amunet.
Was Amunet in the first one?
Nope.
So it's a completely separate Correct. Story. So mm-hmm. this could be an entirely different mummy in they the could. Same timeline.
They could try to tie it in.
I don't know why you would. You don't have to.
No.
But you can allude to it. I think it that was just a fan, just
that
fine.
Was fan service.
Exactly. They alluded to it mm-hmm. and it worked just fine. I don't sure. think they're ever going to talk about, like, oh, no. well, there's this guy named O'Connell. And, like, they bring in the, you know, I'm the son of the dude from the Magi.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
You know, it's,
yeah.
We have falcons and face tattoos. And I doubt he's making a real. They're not going to tie it in directly.
Yeah.
But they kind of allude to it. And mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
It's possible in the vein of The Mummy.
Mm hmm.
And again, we should talk about the fact that we made a policy decision and said, I mean, when we do remakes, at least for now, we're going to go with the most recent
yes,
remake.
Yes, correct.
The most recent remake compared with the, in all likelihood, the most recent before that.
Correct.
So if we didn't do the original Mummy, we with didn't do Boris the Boris Karloff yeah. mm-hmm. thing. We did, you know, the 1999 mummy yeah. mm-hmm. we all grew up with
yes
and this new but, mummy
and also part of me is wondering too as we go through these movies mm-hmm. is it a little bit of nostalgia brain because like I watched this one and for I'm sure. like oh my god the 1999 one was really good it was fun I still oh, remember it being awesome
for sure
because I still remember it being awesome like it's a bit of rose tinted glasses with this nostalgia stuff.
Maybe I'll switch over and start doing what you do and watch the new one first
mm-hmm.
because it is I come off this high of this great movie that I remember from my
you have know, to watch a clunky
my childhood
yeah
and it does make you I think maybe even more so say hey wow this one was good
mm-hmm.
That being said I didn't hate the new mummy I mean there were parts oh, really? Of it I liked mm. there were parts of it that I just said
I didn't hate it mm-hmm. I didn't loathe it like I've loathed a couple others we've watched
I liked the fact that it didn't try to be the same mummy a remake of
no and what I did see with it and what I wish they had gone more with was like this dark English gothic kind of thing so there was a scene in the bar where he walks out into the alley and there's rats and Amunet's there and she's all gross and like they were going yeah, for a darker yeah, that was cool. gothic English horror movie than a desert mummy movie.
Well, you know what the weird thing
because it didn't take place in the desert at all.
Well, yeah, it was much less Egyptian.
It was
the first one
yeah.
was all about Egypt, mm-hmm. and as I was playing Assassin's Creed.
Oh yeah, these past Assassin's Creed Origins. Yeah,
so it's very Egyptian. So mm-hmm. I was in the mood for it. I right? loved you know everything Egyptian about it, and the new one was definitely more. Yeah, it took place in Britain for the most part. Mm-hmm. It was
and
very
I,
gothic
I
style.
Kind of like I liked what they were going for with that aesthetic, mm-hmm. where like you know they're seen in the church, that all like ruined church, and then they're in the woods, and like I thought that was interesting. Like I liked the aesthetic.
I may
the look
need to
of
turn
it.
Up like the gamma or whatever. On
oh, I turned
TV.
The brightness up real quick. I turned yeah. the brightness up because I noticed I couldn't see shit. Either.
Well, a lot of the movies that we've been watching, I've been yeah. saying the same thing yep. where I'm just like, mm-hmm. it's so dark. This movie's so. And it almost feels like a cop out. Like it's cheap. Like you don't have to work as hard on the effects, the details. When it's right. in the dark, because yeah. half the stuff is in shadow. And I mean, I understand it as an
remind
effect.
Me to, remind a, me to talk about that with the second movies we talk about.
Oh yeah, we'll get into that. This will yeah. come up again.
Yes,
because yeah.
Oh boy.
But yeah, maybe I need to adjust my TV or
just
something.
Kick up the brightness, dude.
It seems I don't know. It's
also if you're projecting from your computer too, I think it comes over a little darker. So.
Yeah, maybe yeah. you're probably right.
Uh-huh.
It just seems like it works on the computer. I don't know. That's just a whole other technical.
Take my advice. Kick thing. Up the brightness with your yeah, with your okay. television remote.
Yeah, I have one of those, so it should be.
Oh, good.
It should be doable.
Good. Do you know how to use it?
It's so funny how we can work technologies that are so much more complicated.
Yeah.
But you give somebody a TV remote, and like, it can be like, oh, wait.
Where's source? I gotta.
It doesn't help that they're all different.
Yeah.
But also, it's like, all right. So what I probably want is menu. Or options. Is there an option? And then,
yeah,
then it's
dude.
Like, when I'm selecting, is play also select? Or do I need to go to, is there an enter button on this thing? Is it, okay, it's, and oh, all right.
And it's just a million times easier to be like, I'll just project this from my computer. Yeah. With a mouse and keyboard, click.
Well, yep. It's just such an interesting thing where we're going with this. You know, everything is getting more complicated, but we're more comfortable with it, so it's simpler.
Yes.
We're finding more complicated but better ways to do things that, in turn, make them simpler for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more intuitive, I guess,
yes.
mm-hmm. is what it is. But I digress.
So what were you... Wait, did we get to your broad strokes on them? Like,
well, yeah, I thought the second one was a horror movie. The first one is a fun action movie.
Yes.
Brendan Fraser is funny in
still
it.
Still great.
Benny is still funny parts of where you're on the wrong side of the river. And Benny gives him that look and he's like, shit, there's whatever he says. Just like, oh man, what a.
I thought all the characters were so well fleshed out in the first one.
Yeah, the you beginning was very Lawrence of Arabia-y. Yes. And you're like, okay, Benny's clearly a coward.
Yep.
Brendan Fraser stuck this out.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got
O'Connell.
Then you got Evie, Rachel Weisz with the eyebrows.
Yep.
I get what they were doing with the eyebrows, but like my notes are literally, I said, before she even shows up on screen, I remember her eyebrows.
Did they like accentuate them? Or
yeah, that, it was supposed to be of the times. Like a lot of women had their eyebrows done like that in the 20s and 30s. It was what movie actresses did during the time.
Interesting.
Like very high pencil thin eyebrows. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I guess I didn't notice as much as you did, but
I remembered it from when I was a child. They were that freaky. But on hindsight, I'm like, oh yeah. That's
and who's your brother?
Jonathan.
Who's also funny
great,
and relatable.
Yeah, the alcoholic, just out to get rich quick, but also knows his shit.
Not really, though. I wrote down like worst scientist ever.
He's not. He's just a treasure hunter.
But I thought, doesn't he have like a degree? Isn't he an archaeologist or something?
Oh, I think he had.
It makes him seem like he's supposed to be an intellectual.
Yes.
And at some point, doesn't she say like you never studied or like you should read more or something like
that. He's a slacker.
Yeah. So
he's a slacker with an archaeology degree, basically.
Yeah, basically he showed up, but he was a treasure hunter.
Yes.
And he would show up and be like, Evie, what's it? I found a thing. Tell me it's something good, Evie.
Yes.
And she's just like, oh my God, this is an Oxymanoon's laundry basket. You fucking
Imhotep.
Imhotep. The zombie thing. Which was fun. You know, one of the things I noticed immediately jumped out at me, and I remembered it from when I was a kid.
What?
Was she comes out with, she loses all her clothes because of the boat ride.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they do the whole, you know, we've got a mummy, and there's the library scene, and then, like, we got to get to the Egypt, and so we're on a boat. And so.
Which, by the way, Hamunaptra, that city of the dead, seems like it's just like an afternoon ride away.
Yeah, it's not that far. I don't know why people don't go there to begin, but, like, it's.
It seems like it's just outside of Cairo.
It's not buried in the sands or anything.
No.
You just walk.
Seems like it's just like a half a day's ride outside of Cairo.
Yeah, it's just not far. It's out of the way, so people just don't go there. They're like,
yes. So they go to. So what were we saying? Sorry.
No, they're on the boat, and of course, there's the whole boat experience, which is enjoyable.
Oh yeah.
Does he throw Benny off the boat before anything happens? He does, right?
And then that's when he notices. Wait, there's wet footsteps back.
Right. Mm-hmm. I like that scene where he's like, oh. That's where he first runs into him, right, O'Connell?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, so Benny's the guy who's guiding the Americans.
Yes.
And so he's just like, let's throw him off the boat.
Yep. I love it.
I was like, well done. But when the boat sinks or whatever, because it gets lit on fire, because, oh my God, traveling was awful back then.
Because everything was flammable, apparently.
But then she loses all her clothes, and so she purchases the fucking sexiest veil
combo
at this bazaar
in the middle of the desert.
They're like, what do you have? We have camels and we have sexy lingerie stereotype outfits.
Silk,
whichever you want. Oh, we'll take both.
Yeah.
I'll need 4 camels and some sexy lingerie. some sexy Middle Eastern lingerie for my...
So funny.
My sister. He's the one with the money, right?
I think so, yeah.
He's haggling for the camels.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think it's a classic movie though.
Oh, it's a good time. And the mummy is he's not super scary, but he's a little like, well, creepy, and the CGI was better than it could have been
It was good for the time.
I think it was too.
Yeah. Oh God, it does not hold
it
up.
It does not
Even
hold
though
up.
I love that movie.
Not a lot holds up. Not a lot of old CGI when you watch it.
No.
I watch things now, and that came up recently too with another movie we're gonna talk about.
Yes.
Where I said, oh my God, the CGI
is not
as good as I remember.
No.
Back in the day you were so which is so crazy that like Jurassic Park holds up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so nuts. It just goes to the genius of movie making, man.
Yeah, well, it just goes to giving it to the right studio, that's all.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
there was the creature effects on the guys who did the creature effects for Jurassic Park knew what they were doing.
Because I guess that has nothing to do with the director or the acting or anything really. It's really all about just the effects department.
Yeah, and like budget probably.
The unsung heroes.
Yep, the unsung.
That's got to be such a tough thing. I don't know who makes that decision, whether that's the director or somebody, you know, some executive.
Probably producer, yeah.
Which producer, maybe, yeah. So whatever studio you're having do the special effects, like as a director and as an actor, to just be like, you got to trust this is going to turn out good.
Yeah.
We've got Jerry's Light and Magic.
Jerry's Light and Magic.
They're pretty good, so.
Yeah.
This is good. Just look at this He's thing out back and with pretend a can of spray it's paint. A pterodactyl.
It's going to be great.
Just got to run with it. Like, fuck, I hope these guys know what they're doing.
God, Jerry's Light and Magic.
And as a producer, whoever picks that, like to evaluate yeah. that, you have to, I guess, know your shit or look at their, based off their old work or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's something you have to trust in, too. You have to.
That they're going to deliver on the image, the vision that you want.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's such a weird.
You have to, and you have to thing. Like, yeah, bid it out. You definitely have to.
I bet we could talk to Dan about that. I bet.
I bet. It's a shame he wouldn't be on this podcast.
Yeah, it's a shame he wouldn't listen to the podcast, Dan. I hope you're having fun back in California.
Not listening to us.
Fucking, yeah, right? Warm and shit. It's negative 8 degrees or some shit out here.
It's awful.
Somebody I work with in Norfolk, they got a lot of snow last week, and they were like, they lost their shit. Their office was closed for 2 days.
Oh my God.
People were out of power. That's why I was saying I was going to go down there with a shovel. Because you think about it, they don't have plows. Like, you go around here when it snows, everybody's got a plow. Half mm-hmm. people have trucks, half of those have plows.
Yep.
And you're just like, oh, okay. They don't have that shit down there.
No.
Because they're not used to it. So, like, an inch of snow, and they're like, shit.
Close everything. We're doomed.
I don't know how much they actually got, but it wasn't great.
Well, they got a lot, actually.
I think they got more than we did.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
It was like the storm came from the south. So.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. motherfuckers. Should have known.
Mm-hmm.
But so, hey, yeah,
back to the
so much for global warming, right?
Yeah.
Bullshit. It's colder than it's ever been.
God, it's not global warming. It's climate change. Anyways, we're gonna get back to the movies. I'm not getting into this.
All right. So,
what other you got notes for these?
I do. I did write down some notes, but
have you been taking less notes?
I'm trying not to read my notes. Right. I feel like the notes, writing down the notes, helps me. You know, remember stuff I want to talk about
gives
later.
Me, I call them talking points.
I guess, yeah. I don't necessarily just want this to be a podcast of me, like, reading notes
no,
off a notebook.
And I'm not reading them much.
And I said a couple things last time. So, I mean, the ladder scene in the library, easily avoidable. The
first God.
We discussed that.
Who sets up a library like that?
It's just silly. It was that the guy's own fault, the old guy with the fez.
He's like, when they need an Egyptian-looking older guy that they call him.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
I don't know. I should know it, but
and
yeah.
You recognize that British guy with the fez with the Americans too. He was weird. They kept talking about the Americans, but that
like professor guy,
archaeologist or whoever.
Yeah,
yeah.
He has one of my favorite lines. They have a woman. What does a woman know?
What does a woman know? Like, could we be more sexist?
I was like, oh, how topical.
In case you were wondering if these guys were sexist.
Yeah, exactly.
They are.
On top of being giant stereotypes.
By the way, they're unlikable. Are we making them unlikable
they're
enough?
They're crass and violent. Guess what? They're Americans.
Although, well, he wasn't. So at least that.
Oh, yeah, that too.
An American would never say such a thing. We're not nearly so... sexist.
Okay. Sure. At least our stereotypes aren't.
I loved the don't open the book scene. He's like, you must not read from the book.
Don't open the book. Yeah.
Christine goes, wouldn't you have said something?
Yeah.
Even if you couldn't. Hey, guys, just so you know, nobody read from the book. Like, immediately when like the wind comes through,
yeah.
He's like, someone read from the book. He knew it was going to happen. He knew it was bad. You don't think just as a disclaimer, hey, I know we're all in this camp. Just like, there's one thing I would probably say about this. It's don't read from the book that we found.
Don't read from the book.
It's really, it'll be bad.
He's a little late on that one.
He wakes up from a cold sleep and he's like, you must not read from the book. Like,
maybe you should have warned him.
Yeah. Could have given us a head. Thanks, Jer.
Mm-hmm.
Really appreciate you coming out with that one.
I don't even know if it's.
I wouldn't have read from the book if you'd said something. Reginald.
Reginald. Yeah, that's probably it. I'll go with Reginald.
British.
Sure.
I don't know. Jonathan Crumpington.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, there's. I think that was like a classic line. Too many gun noises, which we talked about. Every time a gun moves, it just everything is a gun noise.
Yes,
for some reason or another. When they were racing, you know, when they were the Americans and them were
kind of friendly racing.
Yeah, and they were like, if we get there, we you owe us $100 and blah blah. So, excuse me. The when they pulls up, one of them goes, I think it's Benny who says, nice camel.
Yeah, he does.
Kyle Connell, nice camel. And but then when they show them racing later, they're both on camels.
That's a good point.
So I was like, they had why
both.
Is he...
They, no, I remember them like pulling up. They had both. Like,
yeah, but Benny anymore. Was on a camel. Mm-hmm. And that's who they showed racing in the racing scene when Evie pulls ahead and they're like, ooh, a chick won the race. Ooh, look at this fucking women's lib shit we're doing here. Clearly, hey, women can race camels too. They can find shit.
As long anyway. As they're wearing sexy Arabic lingerie.
Yeah, Arabic lingerie.
Or Egyptian lingerie.
Which, didn't they say it's something? It's actually like... In Iraq or Mesopotamia, maybe
no,
the other
no, you're
movie,
confusing two
the
movies.
Second movie
yep, you're confusing
was
the two movies.
In Iraq, uh-huh. Okay, yeah, but it's interesting to think about. There's all this old stuff like, mm-hmm. there, but anyway, that's a whole different topic.
We'll get to
but,
it. But I mean, yeah, I want to talk about that one too.
When they're racing the camels,
yeah.
They're both on camels. Is my only.
You just
point.
Thought it was shitty that he made a dig about.
And
a
I was
camel.
Just like, why?
You're
what is your problem with camels?
Camel
you're
too,
on
man.
A camel. It's like if you're driving a fucking Camry and you pull up to somebody, you're like,
nice Camry,
dude. Fucking Camry. You're like, dude, you're in a Camry.
Did you look at what you're driving?
Have you any idea? You have no concept of the world around you and your own situation. Have some self-awareness, bro.
So good.
Thought that was odd. I wrote down, I hate bugs. Ironic. I'm not sure. Oh, because the fat guy, the guy who
oh,
owns the
Ahmed Jalali.
Slave.
He's a great comedian, too.
Execution
he's so
center.
Funny. He's hilarious. If you actually, if you've ever seen his stand-up,
no.
His name is Ahmed Jalali. He's so funny.
He is funny.
He's
I enjoyed
British,
him
yeah,
in
British
this
guy,
movie.
But he's so funny.
Yeah. He was good. I didn't know he was a comedian.
Yes, he is. He's a stand-up as well.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, his character was enjoyable.
Yes,
and
of
he,
course.
And he, I don't know how he haggles
I'll
himself
pay $100
out
bucks
of.
Just to see him hang. Like.
And of course, he's like, oh, I hate bugs.
Yes.
And he gets killed
bugs?
By scary scarabs.
Bugs. Yes.
Like, every time you see that shit, it's like, but you know what? Something I noticed, they were like, oh, they put scarabs in with the mummy, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they ate him to death slowly. And I was like, wait, they eat that other guy in like 5 seconds. So how slowly do these scarabs work? I feel like
I don't know.
They're when they were all running across like the ramp.
And they're just
and
like,
they, yeah, they want, like some of them jump onto a different platform, but one guy trips and all the scarabs just like roll over
they,
him and chew him to
like,
death
disintegrate
and then they're gone.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know if these guys work slow. I mean, it doesn't sound pleasant either way, but
I mean, I think it's called dramatic effect.
I guess. Right, yeah. I just felt I could have been a little more clear on the scarabs and how that worked.
I think they should have just taken out that slowly part and
like,
you would have been
maybe.
Fine.
They just seemed to be a little...
I think it ruined the movie for you, apparently.
Yeah, it did. I had a big problem with it.
Biggest plot hole ever, scarabs.
They did the plagues, which was fun.
I love that. Yeah. Again, the special effects.
they were okay.
Yeah. I love how they're like, and all the rivers and stuff turned into blood. And I'm like, that looks like red water. That's
we
just...
We were
not really blood.
Not even that, but... We were trying to figure out which plagues are which. I was like, I don't know. I think there's 10. And like, they're frogs. Okay.
There's 7.
And,
there?
And locusts. Mm-hmm. And the blood thing. And then the kids is one.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So the dead kids is one. But there were some that I was like, what is this? Was it? Was there a hail plague? Or like, there, I don't know.
He'll blot out the sun. I don't remember that one.
Yeah. I don't necessarily remember that one either.
Well, we're talking.
I guess it was a thing.
Problem is, we're talking biblical ones. And.
But isn't that what we were basing these plagues off of?
I don't think so.
Huh. Interesting. I kind of thought it would be. I mean, locusts and frogs. Weren't there frogs or
something? I think they're related, but I don't think that they are the same because...
Outside of Jewish
yeah.
dogma, there's other instances of mummies or Egyptian people causing plagues.
I don't know if the science hold ups on this like at all.
Well...
I don't know if the history, they really like, you know, researched it totally.
It's a historical movie. You'd think they would have...
I did like they did capture the feel of the 20s. Like
they no,
definitely
really
did. I liked that. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It was very period appropriate.
Yes.
You know what it reminds me of a little
even
bit?
Even as
wait,
schlocky
is it
as
the
it
same
is.
Guy? Is it the same guy in is it the Phantom?
Huh?
The Phantom is that's not Brendan Fraser.
Oh,
no, that's
no.
What's his face.
No. Okay. You're getting Arnold Vosloo, who was Imhotep, and Billy Zane confused.
Billy Zane.
They look very similar, and I
yes.
can totally understand where you're coming from.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this movie reminds me of that. It like
yeah.
does the 20s, but it doesn't do it old-timey.
Yeah, it does it fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Colorful, yeah.
Colorful, very snappy, but they did a really good job with it.
Where, like, you watch a movie like Road to Perdition or, like, I think there was that Most Wanted with Johnny Depp.
Darkly,
everything's dark and gray. And yeah. Like, everything in the 20s was gray. And it's like, I don't know, I think there was probably color.
Probably, right? You'd think so.
Yeah.
Yes, we talked about scarabs. I don't know why he was just crawling around, by the way, looking for gold. Like, that seemed like the worst idea ever. Like, and also, it was just skipping to the end, but when they go back the second time, because the mummy takes them all back there, or at least he takes...
Well, he takes Rachel Weisz, yeah.
Which I want to talk about the British captain, who I love.
Yes.
The pilot. But
Winston Havelock.
When they go back, the first thing they do is walk through this room filled with gold.
Yeah.
And they didn't find that the first time?
Apparently not.
There were like 60 people there. Yeah. They seemed to be exploring pretty thoroughly. It didn't look like the second time around they had to go through a secret door or knock through a wall or figure out a puzzle. They just walked in.
Well, that's,
were like,
that's...
Oh, it's through the gold room?
If you they must have opened like the service entrance, and the service entrance goes through the gold room.
Through the kitchen, yes. And the gold room.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. That's,
they didn't
that
find that
what
door
it is.
The first time.
Because they were like, I don't know how no one found that the first time.
Right?
Through. They're digging up old mummies. They're like, I think at the foot of this statue is a dead guy. What about the gold room at the end of the hall?
No,
we'll explore that tomorrow.
It was a good the good setting, though. You felt like you were kind of there.
It was, I just didn't understand that.
And like, yeah,
the whole sand thing, I loved how everything was sand powered.
Yes. And how he could turn into sand.
What kind of, well, not even the mummy, although he was too. But I was talking the temple and everything when he pulls a lever and just sand. Just,
yes,
just like falls
everything's
through.
With sand.
And just, yeah, it's like we have just a series of hourglasses that are powering this.
Well, it's like Dune, man, desert power.
Yeah, right? True.
I was still epic though. I still like it. It wanted to be kind of an epic. The shots in it were very epic. The setting was epic, and I don't know. It had they wanted to capture that Lawrence of Arabia feel. I feel they did capture
they
it a
did.
Little bit.
They did.
Obviously not as good as Lawrence of Arabia, which is a fantastic film.
That the British captain
Winston Havelock at your service.
Havelock.
Yep.
Havelock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was fun.
Yes.
You might not come back.
Well, we gotta save the.
Do you really think so?
Yes, I love that. Well, Winston Havelock at your service.
And he dies.
Yep, with a smile on his face.
Exactly how he wanted it. He was a great character from World War One, obviously.
Yes, And he kept tripping in the pool. Remember, like, the little fountain?
Some fool spilled his drink.
Filled his drink.
Walks through it twice.
It's so great.
I just love that drunk attitude. And I know people like this in real life who just, when they're drunk, fun drunks, who no matter what happens, it's just like, it's...
An adventure.
Yeah, and also it's always somebody else's fault, but not in a good way. Like, fucking, you trip over something, and it's like, somebody move that chair there. You
yes,
know?
Yes. So,
who put that car there? And you almost feel like they know, but they don't know. They just roll with it. And that's what he reminded me of.
He was a good character.
Some fool spilled his drink. Anyway. He's a fun drunk. He seemed like a good guy. But you know what? There's one thing this movie didn't need.
What?
And I'll tell you what, it had almost everything. But if we could have had Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, it's like, well, no, an awful CG version of Dwayne Johnson. Let's get this correct, all right? With claw hands.
If they do a second mummy, a sequel to that mummy.
You know what? I think they may have.
Wait, what do you mean?
I think they made a sequel to this movie.
Oh, no, this movie. Yeah, but I'm saying if they make a sequel to the 2017 one, we can review the Dwayne The Rock Johnson version versus the sequel to the remake.
Oh, my God.
I think that's how we'll have to do it. Like, if they come out with another RoboCop, RoboCop in the second RoboCop.
I don't think they're going to.
But there are some movies that did okay.
Yeah.
I could almost see them doing another Dread. That actor is young enough.
I thought he was great.
To do a Dread sequel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I can see that, because that's what you do now. You franchise everything.
Hopefully.
Everything becomes a franchise. Everything does even remotely well, get to 2 and 3, and you do the trilogy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky, you make a cinematic universe. Yeah.
That's the goal. That's
and you know who wasn't goal. Lucky? Tom fucking Cruise.
But I still think they could get a trilogy out of it.
They're trying to set up a whole universe. They were.
Again, I still think they could get a trilogy out of it.
You'd see the other ones in it?
I wouldn't necessarily. I mean, I would see them for this podcast.
That's what I thought.
But... I think it's Tom Cruise, dude. There's enough Tom Cruise. Think about how many Scientologists are watching this shit. He's got that audience alone.
True.
Is gotta be huge.
True. They watch it over and over again, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Dude, I'm sure.
That's like they bought Dianetics over and over and over again to make it.
Yeah. If you're in the club, I'm sure, you know, Will Smith.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Sure.
Did you watch Bright, by the way?
No, I heard about it, though. We'll talk about it. I heard it was okay.
We'll talk about it later.
I've heard mixed reviews. I've heard good and I've heard bad.
Yeah, yeah. There are mixed reviews out there.
Yeah. But I've got a lot to say about the new Mummy.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Let's you know me. I'm always tracking to the side.
Yeah, a bit. So the new Mummy opens up with a bit of a backstory about Amunet. A little bit. Not as like in your face. Imhotep was the high priest of the... Like, it wasn't in your face as much as that.
Yeah, you started in ancient Egypt, mm-hmm. with a little bit of backstory, but it wasn't... I don't know, it was similar, though.
Yeah, it was. Right? Yeah, they set it up
similar
like...
similar feel. Uh-huh.
And then, one thing that I would say about the new Mummy is, like, I liked that double pupil effect. That was cool looking.
I had mixed feelings about it.
Reminded me of the collectors from Mass Effect 2.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice it most of the time, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, she had it most of the movie until the end where he had it. Mm-hmm. By the way, how funny when the first thing they do, they're like, all right, we got to get her hot as soon as possible.
Yeah, right?
So she's going to eat like two people and her face is going to be pretty much back.
Yeah, we don't need any of that awful face.
You know, the rest of her is going to be a jumpsuit in kind of rags and bandages, but not. We don't want to make her too gross because we got a hot chick for this for a reason. So let's get her face on screen ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
In the first one, the Mummy, it's, what's his face?
Arnold Vosloo,
he has a piece of his face missing throughout like
most of the movie.
That's the last part when he gets his face back.
Yeah.
But she's even further on when she's chained up with Jekyll and Hyde, whatever.
And she's still not
not complete.
But her face was fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Looking good. Yep. Looking good, sweetheart. I mean, how else is Tom Cruise going to fall for her?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
No, wait. He had a romance with the British chick that you're not supposed to, like, that was completely crowbarred into this movie.
Yeah. And really, you thought her character was completely unnecessary?
No, I don't think she was unnecessary. I just think the whole, like, quote, unquote, romance and, like, you're still a good person even though you're kind of a dick. That was all shoehorned into this film.
I thought it. I mean, you got to build the character. O'Connell was kind of the same way, wasn't he? I mean, not to the extreme, but
he was developed far better than Tom Cruise was.
True, but he's a likable character who's also kind of a scoundrel. He's your Han Solo.
Yeah, and Tom Cruise was hard to see as that.
Tom Cruise, but they had to do something. They had to develop a character. I thought that. I mean, as a guy who's.
If it was anyone else,
I thought there was another one.
There was,
well, I love that line where she's like, you gave me the only parachute without hesitation.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
I thought there was another one.
That was sort of funny.
I didn't totally disenjoy I thought it was a good character to have as your antihero. He was this guy who...
I guess for me, it was the fact that it was Tom Cruise that was made
Tom
a hard,
Cruise
hard
hurts
suspension
it.
Of disbelief. Yeah,
it's because he's still Tom Cruise. I get it.
If it was anybody else, I think it would have been easier for me to get.
My problem's not with the character, it's with the actor.
Agreed.
Is where
I think
we can come together on that.
Correct.
Yeah, I thought the character was an interesting way to go.
Yeah.
He's a treasure hunter.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing this for money, but he is also in the military, which works because he's going to have to do some crazy shit in this movie. I actually, when we talk about our next movie, that's kind of an overlap where they do that, the same thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, he's in the military. We're not going to talk about that much. It doesn't really play in, but it allows him to do other stuff later.
Yeah, I thought it was actually, well, we'll get to it.
We'll get to it.
Don't do that.
We're going to have to
call
it back.
This is our problem with two episodes in one day.
Yeah,
there's a little bleed over. Or a little bleed through. Yeah.
You're going to get the bleeding effect for sure. it just means you have to watch. You know, each one.
Four hours worth of movies and then listen to this. Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I'm going to edit all this shit by tomorrow.
I'm sorry, 8 hours worth of movies. They were all 2 hours long.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, dude, all these movies were
all
long.
2 hours long.
How long was The Mummy, the original one, 2 hours long?
It was, I think, two and change.
Is that just movie length now?
It kind of is.
And you know what? On almost every one, probably, I would have had to say this movie is too long.
I agree.
Except maybe the first Mummy.
Yeah.
The original.
Because that one, like,
Mummy.
Kept it up. Throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The rest
this
of them,
one
yeah.
was pretty long.
At
2017
some point,
was
I would
pretty long.
Always say, yeah, this is too long.
Mm-hmm. You know, so in the beginning, you get Tom Cruise and the guy from The New Girl, Jake Johnston, I think is his name.
Oh, right.
Which I had a confusing. I think him and the guy who plays Poe Dameron, Oscar Isaacs, look identical. So the whole movie, I was like, oh, it's Poe Dameron. That's Oscar Isaacs from the new Star Wars. And then I was talking to Christine last time, and she was like, no, it's the guy from the New Girl. I was like,
oh, you mentioned that. Yeah.
It's the guy from the New Girl.
I didn't realize
they
that either.
They look so similar to me. I don't know why. I mean, I don't know. To me, they look way too similar.
Yeah. I didn't necessarily get that connection. I'd never seen that guy before, I think, I think I had, but I didn't know who he was.
So if there's another movie, which is really, it's an odd one called Safety Not Guaranteed, which is, I don't even, it's hard to explain, but he's in that and he's very good. And yeah, I've seen him in The New Girl. He's very funny. And I was just like, how did I not realize it was him and not the other guy? Anyways, so my note is, you know who did this tag team better? Steve Zahn and Matthew McConaughey in Sahara. Like, they were trying to do that sort of like, oh, this is just great. I'll just follow you into the blah, 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 and have funny lines like Steve Zahn would say in Sahara. And like,
I don't think I've seen Sahara.
Are you shitting me? Yeah. Oh, it's a fun movie. It's along the same lines of like fun mummy style, like not too serious, a little like a lot of action. You never seen that? No, oh, it's a shame.
I'll have to check it out.
That one's like, it's a good like rainy day movie. You know what I mean?
Hmm, yeah. Interesting. No, I
Dwight from The Office is in it.
I don't know that I've even heard of this movie. I'm not, no idea what
you're
talking
about.
It's
based on a Tom Clancy. Shoot. The guy who likes Civil War wrecks and stuff. Clive Cussler. So it's based on a Clive Cussler book.
I don't know who that is either.
The story is like there's this Civil War ship filled with gold that's lost in the Sahara Desert because they actually like escaped. You've never, really?
Interesting.
It's a good movie.
No, yeah. No,
anyways, I thought they did it better.
Okay.
Our audience knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, they're with it. Hey, just, I mean, going through my notes, I did star some things, and not to jump back, but can we go back to the original for a second? Where he is, first do the mummy thing and the guy loses his eyes and his tongue.
Yes.
They go back to the hotel and he takes a meeting with like Prince Gabuka Chamaka, whatever, who's the mummy.
Yes.
And I wrote down like, this guy's still taking meetings. Just had his eyes and his tongue ripped out by a supernatural mummy. But his secretary was like, hey, do you have time for a 2:30 tomorrow?
I think the whole point is he was supposed to be like under the guise of helping him. And then like helping him like recover from his injuries.
Oh, okay.
And then he was like, and he thanks you for his tongue and his eyes. And he was like, oh no.
Yeah, well, I got what they were going for, but I was like, really? Shouldn't this guy be in bed? Like, he's taking meetings alone with
a doctor.
Where are his friends?
Well, at that point, they didn't know that the mummy was going to come and collect the rest of their body parts.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
Interesting. I guess I feel like they should have figured that out by the fucking eyes and the tongue thing.
Right?
But hey, Americans, not that bright.
That's the point.
I get it. So, sorry, you were saying?
Portrayed. No, just that it's just the first one like opens up as a war movie and it was kind of weird. And the Jake Johnson character has one of my favorite lines. Where do they keep coming from? I'm like, you're in Iraq. Like, they're Iraqis, buddy.
Wait, who says that?
The sidekick.
Oh.
In the beginning of Firefight.
Oh, before they discover anything.
Yes.
Okay.
He's like, where do they keep coming from? I'm like, you do know where you are.
you're in Iraq.
You're in Iraq.
It's full of Iraqis.
Yeah.
And all Iraqis want to kill you as an American. Remember that.
Apparently.
Remember that.
Yeah. They blow up a town.
Go war. War 2018.
They blow up a town in the name of archaeology.
Yeah.
And Tom Cruise is like America incarnate, pretty much like blow up everything, take what we want.
Hit it with an airstrike. Why were they there?
They like, I don't know, they were tracking something down and
yeah.
Then they got caught.
But it just happened. It wasn't what we found. It was just a coincidence, right? Like nobody knew this tomb was there.
I think that was what they were looking for. Yeah.
Really?
They thought there was treasure down there, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
That's because he took the map from the chick.
Oh, right,
again, that throwaway line. This is where the development, like, oh, we slept together last night in Cairo or whatever. And it's like, oh, what?
Enjoyed the fact that the woman was, you know, such a free and liberal and equal-minded woman that she was not embarrassed by that. And she rolled with that. I did kind of enjoy that scene where she was like, I forgot the fucking character's name because who cares?
But yeah, shouldn't.
Mr. Cruz thinks I'm not going to admit that basically we fucked last night.
Oh yeah, like that was
he stole my map.
That was a line, but it was just like
she was just kind of like
you could have showed that. I don't know. To me, that was a little like I don't know.
I kind of thought it worked. Yeah. But at the same time, later on in the movie, I was thinking, like, I don't care about the sexual tension between these two. No. They've already fucked.
No.
So I don't
care. There's no tension.
Right?
They already fucked.
It's not like he's trying to get her in bed or whatever. Yeah. It's just like, listen, they fucked like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
So there is no sexual tension
it's
here.
It's an awkward second date.
I could care less about this relationship. Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Perfect. Yeah. There was just nothing. I was like, who the fuck cares? And in a way, I kind of almost... It made me not care about Tom Cruise as much when he was chosen. He was like, she needs you for this sacrifice. And I was like, well, then what the fuck? I'm not worried about Tom Cruise. He's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Every time it was like there's no...
There's no peril because you know he was going to be fine.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And in the end, it was kind of a silly ending, actually, because he's just like the whole time he's trying to like, I don't want to get stabbed by this knife. I don't want to get turned into this thing. Turns out I can just turn myself into this thing and I'm just fine.
As long as I do it on my terms. That's what it was.
I guess that's what it was.
Which was fucking stupid.
It kind of makes sense.
So the ending was fucking stupid. It got me angry. I was like, this is, and he's kind of the wolf man. That's what they're going for too.
The wolf man?
Like his face was like a wolf man. And that's the whole dark universe thing.
I thought he was just kind of a dark creature. And get Wolfman out of that.
Wolfman.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's dumb. That's a dumb way to become the Wolfman. Yeah. You should become like the spirit of death or a mummy.
Yeah, but
or
something. They gave him a wolf face, which was
weird. If you're doing like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, mummy, Wolfman, whatever thing, you don't defeat a mummy and turn into a Wolfman. That's
what they were going for. I'm very sure.
What you get Frankenstein in there?
Oh yeah, we gotta get Frankenstein in there.
You know, he gets bit by a fucking scarab and it turns into Frankenstein. What else are we gonna shoehorn
right
in here?
Let's take these monster franchises and throw them in a blender. That's what it was, dude. It was so
absolutely
dumb.
What it was.
So dumb.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta throw Dracula in there. You gotta get a vampire thing.
Well, that was okay. So you saw
when
they
were skulls. And he walked them through the Room of Horrors before. Just everyone who comes.
Which was
your
great.
Office.
Like, let's give him the tour of our facility on the way in.
Yes.
Dumbasses. Yes. So, in that
the doctor
room,
will see you now. Just come through this Room of Horrors.
Let's just spell it the fuck out for you. Let's just take you through this room.
Oh, here's a vampire skull. Don't worry about that.
This doesn't look like a vampire skull. And the other thing that you may not have known, but I do, there was an arm in a jar, which was supposed to be the Creature from the Black Lagoon's arm.
Oh,
was
it webbed?
He's also part of that franchise. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I didn't notice that, but I get it. So that you don't know what I do. Well, sorry, Brandon. I'm Mr. Movie Expert over here.
I'm just saying.
So, Dave, something you probably wouldn't know, the Creature from
Dave,
the Black Lagoon.
You're fucking stupid. Let me just tell you something about this movie.
In a jar, something you probably didn't notice.
Well, you didn't.
You're not very observant.
You didn't. Because you wouldn't know what to look for.
I didn't.
And I knew about this whole Dark Universe thing before watching it.
It's true. That's true. But, it did feel very League of Extraordinary Gentlemen-y to me.
Which
didn't they kind of
do
the same thing?
Great movie, right?
I liked it.
Really?
They had that submarine.
The Nautilus?
Submarine!
And the car with six wheels.
You don't like submarines?
I like submarines.
You throw a submarine in a movie, I'm in. Hunt for the Red October, submarine. Good to go.
K-19 the Widowmaker.
Das Boot, submarine.
Red October. What's the other one? Red Tide.
Red Tide, submarine.
And
there's a submarine in it, I'm down.
Godzilla.
Not even because I like submarines, but because I like the sandwiches, and it reminds me of a submarine sandwich, like a nice fucking copical.
You're like, you know what I could go for?
Oil and vinegar. You ever had tuna fish on a sub with tomatoes, lettuce, oil, and vinegar?
No.
Oh, dude, the oil and vinegar soaks right through the tuna and into the bread, and it's just so good.
I just had tuna for lunch. It sounds pretty good.
Well, you should have done that instead, except I'm off carbs. I'm off!
Whoa.
I'm out. I'm cutting them out. No bread, no pasta.
Okay.
2018.
You want a medal?
Doing it right. I mean, I would take a medal for what I'm doing.
Because apparently it's pretty tough.
For America? It is tough, dude.
I'm proud of you. Proud
honestly,
of you.
So many good things are bread.
So many good things
so
are bread.
So many good things. I look in the pantry and I'm like, this is all bread.
So, you know what? There's a theory I have about the Mummy 2017.
The what?
The Mummy 2017.
2017? Oh, yeah. Okay.
All of it was a mercury-induced hallucination after the first scene.
Because of all the mercury? Because
they all get covered in mercury at one point. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's true. And Tom Cruise just goes into a coma and experiences this whole alternate
it's just
existence.
It's Jacob's Ladder.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's all in his head.
Yeah, he's really in a hospital bed this whole time.
Yep, it's exactly it.
Wow. That mercury thing was cool, though. I liked the mercury.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Like, this is like a mercury sieve.
And they believe that mercury was... kept things dead, essentially. That
well,
was
it did. It worked, right?
Yeah.
And then they were pumping it through full of mercury before or afterwards, which worked. Yeah. Until she bit a scientist.
With a spider.
You guys are really unobservant in this lab. This chick, have you heard of this chick? You got to be on your game. Who's not paying attention here? Who's like, hey, most Gary, you're fine, right? You haven't gotten bitten by a radioactive spider, have you? Because...
It's so true.
I can't have you going all Spider-Man zombie on me right now.
Go all Venom on him.
It's not going to work out.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else did I have to say about the new mummy? In the beginning, I actually was like, hey, couldn't she just kill that baby? The whole curse thing and making a pact with death and whatnot, it all seemed a little unnecessary because what she really wanted was to just kill that baby.
She did kill the baby.
Right, right. But couldn't you have just called that a day?
You'd think.
You didn't even have to. It didn't have to be you. It could just be
she was like
you could hire someone to kill that baby.
She was possessed at that point. Like, no, she not wasn't. Possessed, but you know what I mean?
She was the heir to the pharaoh until the pharaoh had a son.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have just killed that baby. And you would have got the exact thing. You would have gone back to being the heir. Egypt would have been yours.
She went a little overkill, yes.
A pact with the devil seemed unnecessary.
She went a bit overkill.
It seemed a little overkill, yeah.
She then had to kill the mistress, the pharaoh, and then get herself killed. Like, that was a little overkill.
And you know what? Even there, you could have called it a day because you're still the fucking heir to the throne. That's called a coup.
Yeah. Just kill the pharaoh and the baby and. Boom.
But no, she was like, well, it's only 3 o'clock. Maybe I should make a deal with the devil. Really make this a full day. It's like, what the fuck?
So true.
It seemed totally unnecessary. The first mummy made more sense where it was like, she was going to die anyway, and I had to bring her back. And I
think it was less contrived, yeah.
This chick, she was just like, I had a fucking cousin, and so I fucking made a deal with the devil. My cousin was born, and so I fucking called the devil and said, hey. I'd really like to play guitar.
And the cousin's like, well, you have to find a vessel first for me to come back.
You gotta bang this fucking dude who is apparently in on it. I didn't catch that in the first scene. I was like, oh, how did she fool this dude? Does he not notice the... Oh my God, bro, pay attention.
She's got an... I mean, I'm not into knife play, but I don't know how into knife play they were back in Egypt.
But then Christine was like, I think he's like into it.
Supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
He was a willing participant. Exactly, yeah. A willing vessel.
It's just Tom Cruise was not. He was not feeling it.
Because he's a scoundrel wolfman.
Yeah, scoundrel wolfman.
What a dumb piece of shit.
Han Solo
this
werewolf.
Dumb piece of shit.
Han Solo Chewbacca so hybrid. He's like a hairy Han Solo.
And that's, I'm telling you, it's the wolfman because like he did the whole like, don't look at me, I'm in the dark over here thing.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. How do you get that out of a deal with the, all right, that's just dumb.
Because Universal doesn't know how to do a movie franchise. Right? Let's be honest. Apparently not.
But, I mean, what else did you have on the new one?
All right, so here's the scene. Remember when the inspectors go to part of the plane crash and find the mummy?
Oh, wait.
And they were by themselves, by the way.
Her
first victims. So,
yeah,
the grossest part to me was they made a gulping, like, drinking noise when she attacked
them.
Killed them, yes. First of all, I think that sound is just gross as it is.
Thought that was hot.
I almost wanted to vomit when you did it.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
I was so turned on. I was like, when's this chick going to get a face? So that she's like remotely fuckable. Because damn, I am hot right now.
It was so gross.
Didn't do it for you?
Just that the gulp, like that added effect of the gulping noise. I was like, oh.
I think that was kind of the point. They were trying to really make it vivid for you. I didn't understand why they sent just two guys.
That's
check
what I'm saying.
That
by themselves in the dark, no big deal.
I did like that Tom Cruise was drawn to her in the scene where he drives around and he's like, I'm telling you, we'll get out of the country.
That was kind of funny.
Pulls up and she's right there and she's like, holy fuck, she's in my head.
And he's like, that was kind of funny. That was.
That was really good. I liked that aspect where he kind of couldn't pull himself away.
Yeah. But then there were parts that were like supposed to be funny that were not funny. So immediately following that, the mummy drives the ambulance off the road and Tom Cruise gets out, picks up a stick. And the chick in the ambulance goes, that's right, kick her ass, kick her ass, kick her ass. And then there's a physical comedy bit where he then gets beaten up. And
you didn't think that was funny? I kind of thought that was, it set the tone
it just
for
kind
just,
of set it out left field for me.
It might have been too overdone.
Totally, it came out of nowhere.
I would have loved, I think he needed to be put in his place.
Sure.
Because, Tom Cruise is an action star, and he's a military guy, and this chick, this dead chick is like, running his shit. So you got to expect there's a point where he's going to try and handle that with brute force, and he's got to be fucking put in line or else you don't have a movie.
All right.
So I thought that was maybe the how high he got chucked in the air from being hit by whatever was a little too much comical-wise, but I thought the scene was necessary.
All right.
I kind of like the fact that you neutered Tom Cruise immediately.
Okay.
You were just like,
I'll give it
Tom Cruise, this fucking
guy
shit.
I'll give it half credit back. That's fine. I just thought it was dumb.
By the way, speaking of Tom Cruise and his military, you know, status and whatnot, he's a sergeant.
Of what?
I'm just saying poor career choices.
Yeah,
like
right?
We said before, he's like 59 or whatever. I mean, maybe he's meant to be younger in this movie. I was like, you're a sergeant at like almost 60? Dude, you gotta fucking...
like, move on.
Dude, you shouldn't even be in the field. You don't have a cushy desk job at this point?
Exactly.
You're clearly going gray.
It was weird.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he did. I mean, I guess he wasn't a very good soldier. He was always...
Can you imagine it being like a 30, 40-year-old action star in it? It would be a lot better.
Maybe.
It'd be a lot more believable.
I'll tell you what, man. I'd rather have Tom Cruise than like a Sylvester Stallone. That guy is not holding up that well at all.
He's older than him, I think.
Is he? He probably is.
Yeah, man. That was... I wouldn't...
I guess you're right. You wouldn't compare the two. You wouldn't conflate those two. Who would be a Tom Cruise, a movie star of his age... and era anyway.
I don't know off the top of my head, but like a younger star better.
Good argument. Well, I totally I'm with you now.
Screw you. Don't defend Tom Cruise in this piece of shit movie. I think he's got enough people defending him. Thanks.
Listen, man, you're just not sensitive to Tom Cruise's needs.
Did you like this movie?
I loved it.
You lied through your teeth. It's bullshit. You hated it too. Well, you didn't hate it. I didn't hate it either. But I didn't feel like I wasted my time as much as other movies we've watched. But it certainly wasn't good.
It wasn't. It didn't know what it wanted to be.
Exactly.
It wasn't a fully developed movie. It didn't have all the. It had some rough edges.
Yeah.
The 1999 Mummy had a lot of those edges polished. This Mummy was just like, all right, we're going to do a horror thing, which is not going to be that scary, except for maybe that one scene where in the water, and like you said, so it looked like a swimming pool.
Yeah. What was that all about? They're in these catacombs under the subway of London, and they have crystal clear blue chlorinated
water. Filled with rat shit.
Yeah. There's no way it would be that clean.
Yeah. It does. It looked like a slightly green swimming pool.
Yeah. You would not be able to see through that water.
Through a swimming pool at night.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was not great.
I was okay with Tom Cruise getting bitch slapped off at the end. I like that.
Doing what at the end?
Tom Cruise getting bitch slapped off at the end.
Well, that was in the same vein as the beginning when he's in a desperate situation at the end and he reverts back to, I'm a military man. I'm going to handle the situation with force. I'm going to kick her ass.
And she's just like, smack.
Yeah.
Smack.
You like that scene, but you didn't like the first one?
I like him getting knocked down a few pegs.
Well, that's what happened in the first one.
I thought her, like, the Jenny character's, like, kick her ass was dumb.
Oh, okay.
That's the part I didn't like.
Interesting. Well, it set up, like, a catty, like, bitchy, like, we're not... There's two women in the movie, two female leads, and we do not like each other because women do not get along.
They didn't get into a cat fight like other movies. She drowned her.
But she killed her.
She definitely killed her.
That was a priority for that mummy. Mm-hmm. You realize that, right? It was get Tom Cruise, kill his love interest.
Yep.
Whoever this girl is who fucked him 3 days ago.
She's pretty vindictive. Yeah.
Yeah. She was not happy with her.
No.
That was, and you know what? That's why she needed to be there, because there needed to be some sort of like risk.
Okay.
That girl could have died.
Okay.
And that it was all about, it was kind of protecting her.
She did die.
Yeah, she did.
And he brought her back.
Tom Cruise brought her back.
With his Wolfman God of the Dead powers.
Which is kind of, you know.
It was a big old...
At some point, I was like, where are we going with this?
Big old cock over that plot hole.
Yeah. Well, as soon as she died, I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess movie's over.
Nope. A lot of these movies we're watching, I'm like... Because I've been watching it with VLC, where I can see the progress bar, and I'm like, how is there still 20 more minutes of this movie left?
Oh, yeah.
Like, a lot of these movies, I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, like I said, every movie I think I watched, except for the first Mummy, it was... Boy, we're still watching this, huh?
I know.
And I'm squeezing these in after work. And,
yeah,
you know, whenever I can. And by the way, in case you haven't heard, Star Trek Discovery coming back.
Oh, yes.
We're going to have to fit that
in. Yeah, I'm excited.
You know, we're coming back. Let's see. If this gets released tomorrow, it'll be coming back tomorrow night, right?
So yes.
It'll be coming back tonight. So tonight, when you're listening to this, if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, Star Trek Discovery.
Fire up that CBS All Access.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Get on there and watch the second or the
mid-season premiere.
First episode of the mid-season premiere. First episode of the second half. The first season. Because we got to make TV as complicated as possible today.
Right.
What the fuck is going on in the world? Mm-hmm. Donald Trump's president, for fuck's sake. but we're going to do, I think, two episodes at a time. So we're going to watch episode one and two. And so next week, well, I guess not next week.
No, we've got another
week after next. Mm-hmm. You're going to get Star Trek Discovery the first 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we're going to do a movie. And then we're going to do...
So like our episode covering one and two will come out the night episode three is coming out.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So before you watch episode three, hop on, listen to our review of episode one and two. It's got a nice refresher there. Mm-hmm. Enjoy episode three. And then that week, we're going to do a movie. And then the next week before four comes out, we're going to do the...
No.
Before episode five comes out, we're going to do episode three and four reviews.
Yes.
So stick with us for that incredibly convoluted schedule, which is fine because Brandon's going to post up on Facebook what you're going to see in the next couple weeks. He's gonna get on that.
I can put up an upcoming schedule if you want.
I think that's a good idea.
You like that?
Right,
to get people. I guess we got to get people more of a chance to watch the movies too.
Exactly.
I apologize.
Yeah. And to see what we're going to talk about. And you know, because there's some people who are into Discovery and some people who aren't too that are just interested in the, you know, the movies.
And that's why we're going to mix it up all.
Yeah, we're going to change it up for you guys. You're also going to hear some bonus material.
We got a couple bonus episodes
we recorded.
Yep.
I think I kind of mentioned earlier, 99% sure we're going to do segments with our buddy Ian, where we do not check the internet. We're just going to base, you know, current events.
Episode full of a lot of hot air and a lot of funniness. A
lot of hot air, a lot of bullshit.
It's really funny.
It's just our buddy E. He's got some interesting viewpoints on things that and some different viewpoints than Brandon and I have. Actually, you guys were having a conversation about this, I think, last time. I don't know if it was during the episode.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, about how you kind of are interested in different spheres of influence, so it's interesting to talk to each other. Mm-hmm. So we thought that'd make for some good content. What we can't do is keep him on task to do a movie review.
No.
You think I get sidetracked. Good Lord.
Nope.
But stay tuned for that.
If you like that, let us know on Twitter.
Yeah. We're on Twitter, hit us up at navcast@gmail.com. Hit us on Twitter at navcast.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, we're going to post pictures of all of us so you get you can get visuals in case you haven't figured out who we are on Facebook. or in case you don't know
make
us
a little detective story? Great.
In our personal lives.
Great.
But yeah, we're going to call that 99% sure. It's going to be a totally kind of bonus episode, separate series type of thing. But that being said, we'll wrap up the movie. We're about
we're about buck 20.
We're getting kind of to the end here. So is there anything else we wanted to discuss? We covered a lot of shit, pretty well. The plane crash scene I liked, that was cool.
The effects on that were really stuff. Good. That was the most expensive part of the movie because they did that in the actual plane that goes
that goes up and down the roller coaster plane, the whatever
Vomit
it is.
Comet. Yeah.
Vomit Comet, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like the most expensive scene in the movie.
That's really neat. I like that because you know what you think about a plane. Other movies have done plane crashes, and you got to think about how much zero G you're going to experience. That's so true. Nobody really thinks about that.
Free fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've seen that the bus cam of the kids in the bus, and the bus flips over. Even that, they experience like a womp womp.
Yeah.
Imagine just like a spinning plane and being in there. How much just. Yeah, it must be crazy. Of course, Tom Cruise makes it. That's the only thing we actually don't have like an explanation of at all.
Well, he's chosen.
Well, yeah, I guess. I guess that's just mummy magic.
It's mummy magic.
Does that.
There's a lot of mummy magic in this movie.
True. Not that there wasn't in the first one. I mean, you got a mummy. I guess we expect magic with that now. I don't think the original mummy had magic in it. It was just like this scary.
I think there were curses. I don't know. I've never seen it. I'm talking at my ass.
Curse. What's that from? What am
Aqua
I thinking
Teens.
Of? Right.
Classic Aqua Teen episode. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day.
Curse. Yeah.
Any other bullet points you start or anything?
Nah, not really.
Oh, I wanted to know how Tom Cruise unzipped a cadaver bag from the inside. I'm pretty sure there's not zippers on both sides of
that
zipper.
I think he just kind of like brute force. You know how like zippers break? Do you ever have a zipper break? No, you're not fat. Like, you never had like a zipper break on a hoodie or something?
Do they break while they're up? And like,
yeah.
you just tear the metal apart?
Yes.
As they say?
It's not like...
I was trying to tear the metal apart. That's what happens? I've never had a zipper just like...
Yeah, it'll like,
tear
I've
apart
had,
the seams.
I've had like a hoodie where like you've got it zipped up, and then from the bottom hook it comes up, maybe. Or...
Yeah, from the bottom, I feel like that's like a miscalculation of zipperage or something. I just
really
it seemed like he unzipped that.
No, I think like you saw him kind of rip it.
Okay. They need better body bags at that morgue because...
Well, they're not expecting people to push it from the back.
I think they're made to be pretty tough because you don't want like a bag full of body parts to puncture and shit. Some of those bodies aren't in great shape.
Good point. I stand corrected.
He was just like, yep, I'm out of here. Am I in a body bag?
I mean, if you were in a body bag, wouldn't you fucking freak out and push really hard with all of your strength?
Yeah, I suppose I would.
If you woke up in one?
I feel like, I don't know if you're getting out of that, to be honest with you.
I think you probably would have torn the fabric faster at that point.
I guess. I feel like you're going to need to get like handfuls of the sheet and really tear at the zipper. But how do you do that?
If you noticed, because he was naked a lot, like he was pretty buff.
He was naked a lot. Yeah.
It's Tom Cruise we're talking about.
Ladies and Brandon.
I just noticed he has muscles. Leave me alone.
No, that's what I was saying earlier. He does. He looks good.
Yeah.
He looks good as a 59-year-old man.
50,000.
He looks good.
Well, that's Scientology for you.
Maybe. Maybe that's the secret.
Yeah.
Some people are like, hey, you got to go vegan.
His
some people
are really
like,
low,
hey,
so
it's
looks
all
really
about
young.
Exercise. Tom Cruise will tell you, thetans.
Yep.
Will Smith looks good. Will looks great. I mean, he's black, so they always look pretty good. They age well. But yeah, maybe also the thetans.
Yep, maybe that's what's keeping them
you
young.
You get the aliens out.
Yep.
Or however that works. And I just know they hold cans. If you know what I'm talking about. Like to hold some cans.
I don't get
it. You don't get that?
No.
That's like the truthometer or something when they're trying to clear you.
They
the
e-meter?
These bottles. Yeah.
Yeah.
They call them cans. You gotta hold
really?
The cans. Yeah.
I have a Scientology like diagnostic manual at home.
Well, because your uncle was involved in it, wasn't he?
No, well, that's another story.
Right.
My cousin was actually mixed up with them. But I got this off of a friend whose family member was actually in Scientology.
Yeah.
And this is like actually their like how to like kind of not convert people but do like healing in public and stuff. It's worth looking at every
once
in a while.
Get cleared. Mm-hmm. You gotta clear yourself.
It's very much level one stuff, but it's basically like,
I'm sure it's intro stuff, like a guy who's not in Scientology, you'd be like, hey, so by the way, I know you're not into Scientology, but just to give you an idea of,
it's weird.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I own it for like the sake of just going through and be like, this is fucked up.
Learning how to get people into Scientology.
It's really fucked up, dude.
You're a big fan? Big
no, I'm not.
I know. You
please
actually,
don't.
I know. We won't talk about it, but I know you have a history that, you know, not personally, but there's been
a family
Scientology
history,
shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know you're not a fan.
They're a fucking evil corporation.
I mean, I don't like them, but apparently it's the Fountain of Youth.
And I don't care if we lose the listeners for saying they're fucking evil. They're fucking evil.
Oh, you think we got a lot of Scientology listeners?
I hope not.
You think they're
if they are listening, they should fucking stop.
Half our audience. Turns out it was big Scientology.
I would be all right.
Tom
I would be all right
listening,
packing this podcast up and going home then.
Well, dude, we're doing a podcast about movies and you just alienated half of Hollywood. So,
good.
I don't know, man. I might have to come out as pro-Scientology. It's just gift of...
Oh, God.
So our podcast has a balanced and even opinion. I don't want us to be too biased.
I'm out. I'm out.
Like how you know you like Armenians and I'm not a fan. It's just how you know we gotta. I
don't have
like
an opinion on Armenians either way.
Taking a different side of things just to make sure we're well represented.
I mean, I know one.
I don't want to come out as too pro Armenian.
I don't.
It's like eugenics. How like I'm anti eugenics and you're pro eugenics.
Well,
you just
we gotta clean up the gene pool. Somehow.
Gives us. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. On
gives
the next
us a wide spectrum. We can't if we agreed on everything. I mean, it would be no fun for the podcast.
Yeah, it would just be an echo chamber.
Which goes back to our first podcast idea, which was Devil's Advocate. Which
yeah.
we may do someday.
Which could that could evolve into something.
Yeah,
that'd
yeah,
be fun.
We'll see. We just take opposite viewpoints on something we know
just
nothing about.
Just for the sake of it.
Yeah, just for funsies.
So wait for our upcoming episode.
We're doing
Godzilla.
That other movie, Godzilla.
Yes.
Godzilla, which
Godzilla.
I watched too recently to even remember what it was.
American and Godzilla American, 1998 and 2014.
Yeah, we're not going back to the original Zillas.
No, there's too many, unfortunately.
Although,
don't get me wrong, I'm a fan.
We reserve the right to go back and do other remakes
sure.
of original shit at some point. It's just there's so much remake stuff coming out now.
That is great fodder
yeah,
for this. Yeah,
it's, mm-hmm. like we said, we're going to do Jumanji.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we got to do that
that's
one.
That's a big one. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of... Well, we got to put a poll out there, get some requests.
All right, well, I'll take
this up. Navcast@gmail.com at Navcast.
Stop saying the email. Nobody uses email. Go to Twitter. Tweet us at Navcast. Don't start it with Navcast@gmail. Nobody's emailing us.
You don't email?
No. What?
You need to use more email, dude. People are using email.
I think you need to not have that as our go-to for social media. How about Twitter?
At Navcast.
At Navcast.
Twitter.com.
I hate you. I hate you so much. I'm the one who's managing it anyway.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. Killer. I've seen a lot of the posts. I've seen you tweeting a lot.
I'm making sure they're regular.
It's a tweet storm.
I'm making sure I'm putting regular posts out, all right?
Yeah, dude.
It's... I put GIFs in them, all right? You leave me alone.
I'm going to start my own Twitter, and I'm going to follow.
You, man.
I'm going to follow Nafcast.
Wait, you're not already? I hate you.
I don't have a Twitter account.
Get one.
What, do you have a personal Twitter account?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You've got like you.u
and never use it, but
you?
I can use it to fluff our numbers. Absolutely. I mean, making sure we have follow.
I just want to see the stuff you post because when you post
I don't tweet. I just follow.
Oh, I thought you were tweeting.
No.
You didn't put tweet. Oh, on your personal account. You're tweeting is Nafcast.
Yes. Nafcast gotcha. Okay. Tweeting. Right. Don't worry.
Okay. Nafcast is tweeting.
My personal account was only used to follow like a lot of comedians and stuff that I liked.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Show your support. Bitch.
I guess I should. I actually have a Twitter account.
This is our baby.
Yeah. No, she's my girl.
Oh man. All right.
So I mean anything else you wanted to cover? I mean just
well, let's get back to our if you're gonna watch a mummy.
Watch the first mummy.
There it is.
Boris Karloff.
I mean I don't know. I've never seen that one. Can't I have no idea. If you're gonna watch a recent mummy.
Watch the 1999
Brendan Fraser
yes. Mummy.
So great.
I'm not sure what happened to that guy, but
honestly, and we'll see what the Dark Universe, if they try to actually continue this franchise. I don't think they will.
I'll check it out. I mean, if you guys come out with it, we'll review it.
Sure. No, because they are all remakes. They're going to be all rehashed characters. So it's going to be great. Yeah,
for sure.
Actually, Universal, keep it coming. But you know what? For the sake of this podcast, keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Got to have something to do.
Yep. Well.
I mean, I guess that's it. And we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in. Like and subscribe. Give us a review. These reviews really help us out.
Yes.
We're trying to get people to like notice the podcast. So if you have somebody at work, at home, wherever you think might like it, give them a listen.
Yes.
Set up their phone so that they can access podcasts. I've had to do this to a few people like podcasts. Interesting. I've heard of those.
I'm yeah.
Like, right. Right.
Yeah, I know.
So there's an app. You know the app store? Okay, that's where we start. So yeah,
it's pretty sad.
Spread the word, ladies. Not just for us, but for fucking Joe Rogan and the Dollop and all these other guys
a lot of
who
these
really are... need your help. They need it too. It's for them. It's just as much as it is for us, I promise. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
Nobody asked for this.